The Guardian.
I've just come to Sherwood Baths, where Rebecca did her initial training and, in fact, learnt to swim. It's closed today. But I found two local ladies who were just telling me that you've swum here, you've brought your family in the past.
Yeah, my eldest daughter's had lessons there previously.
Do you see either of them as a future Rebecca Adlington?
I think they're inspired now. They do have lessons elsewhere now, but they are inspired.
I've come to Becky's actual road, which I think is normally called Rydale Avenue.
That's right, yes.
But you've renamed it. They've stuck a sign over the street sign, so it now says Adlington Avenue. And I've just come to the first house on the road, which is wonderfully decorated, as most of the houses are, with Union Jacks and big sign saying, "Congratulations, Rebecca."
Yes.
And do you know her?
We've been aware that she was on her way to the Olympics for quite a while now and kept our eye on her.
Good.
But I don't think we really expected it this time. No. We were expecting medals in 2012.
It's very nice how Mansfield's really turning out for her. I mean, I've just come through the town and it's already filling up.
Yes.
Is that something that's kind of developed over the last 3 weeks?
Yes, after she'd got the first gold, we saw banners going up, flags going up, and then, of course, she got the second one and all the media have been round, so that's fired people's enthusiasm as well. She's very genuine. The neighbours went round when we knew she was arriving home, and even though she'd just been on a flight from China and then press conferences, she still stayed on the street signing autographs for children. She was very genuine, very happy to do it. She didn't say, "Stop, I've had enough." You know, she stayed there until everybody started to leave.
This is the Market Square in Mansfield, where people are getting ready to welcome Rebecca in about an hour and a half's time. I've just been talking to various Union Jack sellers, none of whom are from Mansfield. They've all moved. I think one at least is from London and others are from further afield, who've come to sell their Union Jacks. They're doing quite well. And I'm just going in search of what used to be Young's Wine Bar, which has been given a new name. Guess what?
The Adlington Arms.
I've heard some people say that Mansfield should be renamed Adlington. What do you think about that?
That's just silly now, isn't it?
Oh, but you approve.
Yeah, I like Adlington.
Becky's on her way now in her golden Rolls-Royce from her home at Berry Hill, which is about a mile outside the centre of Mansfield, and there's quite a big crowd gathered outside the Civic Centre, which is where the bus is going to leave. The bus is parked up saying, "Rebecca Adlington, the pride of Mansfield," covered in balloons and streamers. Here she is, getting out of the car now. The mayor's shaking her hand, Terry Egginton. Huge shouts from the crowd now before she goes into the Civic Centre. The mayor's going to hand over the gold Jimmy Two Shoes. Thank goodness, they're in an enormous box. Have you got any thoughts about you've inspired young people here very much. Do you think you might do anything further in the future to help young people from this part of the world take up sports?
I hope so. Like, I think London's just going to be just for kids to get involved in sport, not necessarily swimming, just any sport is just a great thing to do, even if you just have fun with it. You don't have to go on to be professional. It's just about getting involved in sport and doing something.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.